have adjusted our post time this year from 2 o'clock last season, which worked very well for us. Just back a half an hour to 1:30. We adjusted it time-wise because we wanted to tinker with where our races fall during the afternoon relative to other racetracks, and we feel that this might be just a little more beneficial for wagering purposes to land in this spot as opposed to the 2 o'clock. We definitely learned some things from the success we had at 2 o'clock, and we just want to build on that this year.
The alteration in conjunction with the other tracks that people could wager on it at the same period of time, was this something that you noticed, or did other tracks get in touch with you to say, hey, can we work something out here?
It was just something that we noticed in the course of setting our post times last year that, there were times where we went off at post time at the same time as some other racetracks that, probably impacted our wagering. So we just thought this would position us just a little bit better. As you know, last year was we had a 29-year high in terms of our overall wagering. So we thought just tinkering with this a little bit would be beneficial in that way.
We're with Hanover Raceway General Manager Steve Fitzsimmons. How high has your bar been set based on last year's success, if not staggering success?
Well, it's certainly we're certainly very happy with given the world and everything that went on and the limitations that we had and maybe even our own expectations that were fairly modest. We exceeded anyone's expectations that anyone could have had for us. So we're looking to build off of that, and we think doing a couple of things that are going to help us on the wagering front, we'll do that. We look to add some more multi-leg wagers as well. We're working with some of the wagering people. HPI and us have been having some conversations about adding some additional multi-leg wagering, and we're hopeful that will lead to perhaps having some more announcements about some other wager opportunities that we'll have.
Steve, your time has been adjusted. Your dates have also been set. Tell us about the season that's in front of you for 2021.
So we have our 15 race dates that we had last year. Our first race date is June the 5th, and our season runs through till September the 18th. Dream of Glory is July 31st, and it's the one exception to our 1:30 post time. We have set post time for now at 6:15 with the hopes that we will be able to have a large crowd and that we will have our fireworks. So we're optimistic that is the case. Should that not be the case when we get a little bit closer, we'll move that post time back to 1:30 and not have the fireworks. But we're hopeful that things will change in quick order here, and we'll be able to have a nice crowd and have those fireworks. It's certainly a tradition here.
Last couple of questions for Steve Fitzsimmons. Steve, how much of this is still up in the air, especially as we do this? We're anticipating an announcement from the provincial government in terms of more guidelines to be implemented today.
Well, I think it's very much up in the air. But the one thing that I would emphasize is that Ontario Harness Racing led the way in terms of safety protocols among really almost any entity in Ontario on how they handled racing safely, racing without fans, racing with a limited number of fans. There was no COVID cases among any of the participants and any of the fans, and everybody was looked after properly. And so I hope as we get closer, that the provincial government takes that into account, our strong success as an industry. And when we see something like the NHL moving forward, I really think harness racing deserves to have that same consideration given our safety record.
Finally, Steve, how far along in the planning process are you? And again, to the outsider like myself, you're thinking, all right, it's a little under 6 months away, but where are you in terms of the planning process? Could you start next week if you were ready, given the go-ahead?
I wouldn't say we could start next week, but we certainly have done a significant amount of planning. The difficulty is, of course, we don't know what we're looking at as far as some of our early race dates and how many fans we can have or not have, as the case may be. And so that's difficult to plan some of the marketing initiatives that we have. Tony Elliott, my assistant, and I planned quite a few, which we think initiatives last year that we were forced to cancel, that we've revitalized for this season, things that we think people will be very excited about. And, you know, it's hard to know at this point whether they're going to be able to be implemented this year with the amount of fans that we're either going to be able to have or not. So, so I think we're being a little bit cautious in terms of planning some of our big events early in the season. We're certainly going to have a more robust schedule later in the year in terms of some of those promotions. But, you know, let's see what happens over the next couple of months, and, you know, we'll be ready to go, that's for sure.
Well, here's hoping for a full racetrack come June the 5th. Steve, thanks for this, and all the best with your planning in the days ahead and the opener on June 5th.
Thanks, Brad.